Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul, and do not forget any of his benefits, who pardons all your guilt, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with favor and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord performs righteous deeds and judgments for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the sons of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not always contend with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our guilty deeds. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our wrongdoings from us. Just as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he himself knows our form. He is mindful that we are nothing but dust. As for man, his days are like grass, like a flower of the field, so he flourishes. When the wind has passed over it, it is no more, and its place no longer knows about it. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting for those who fear him, and his justice to the children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember his precepts, so as to do them. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his sovereignty rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, mighty in strength, who perform his word, obeying the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his angels, you who serve him, doing his will. Bless the Lord, all you works of his, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, my soul.
Sometimes it's hard to understand God's purposes for adversity. In the midst of a personal tragedy, the Lord's sovereignty may seem like a harsh, uncaring theology. But the truth is, God works all things together for the believer's good. David's writings illustrate the importance of trusting in God's control of all things, no matter how difficult the situation. When he was running for his life from King Saul, the Lord repeatedly spared him and eventually made him king of Israel. And when David's son died in an attempt to take the throne, God was the king's support and comfort. Through every affliction, the Lord provided protection and guidance each step of the way. These experiences taught David to trust wholeheartedly in the Lord's control and goodness. If you're a believer, God exercises perfect control over every event in your life as well, even situations that are difficult and make no sense to you at the time. When you're going through such things, the psalmist's writings can bring great comfort. As you read, focus on what each passage reveals about the Lord's character and faithfulness. When you see the circumstances of your life through that lens, you'll find great comfort in God's sovereignty.